speak to her. Lino! Go to her.
Yeah, that figures. Those new prisoners see us digging graves, they might all run away.
No time for a joke. Finish him. Speedo!
Hey, how about putting us on sick list?
Go on, have out, Captain. Put us in hospital.
You no sick. You never sick. Why you always play sick to me, sir?
Don't want one of these over my head, I guess.
Captain, turn him up.
How about a butt?
I give you butts this morning. Both of you.
That's what I mean. I want to return the favor. When a man gives me something from the goodness of his heart, like you gave me that butt this morning, I remember it from the heart. That's why I want you to keep this lighter. You think I stole it? Belonged to that English kid we just buried over there. He willed that lighter to me for a favor I'd done him. And before I pass on, I want to do the same for you.
You funny man, sir. Okay, you go on the sick list. Him too.
One of these days, Colonel Sartre's going to catch you bribing him. Then where'll we be?
Before that happens, we'll be far away from here, chum. Far away. Okay, let's knock off. Here lies... You know, Weaver, I've forgotten who we just buried.
Thompson.
Oh, yes. Here lies Corporal Herbert Thompson, serial number 01234567. Valiant member of the King's Own, or the Queen's Own, or something. Who died of beriberi in the year of our Lord, 1943. For the greater glory of... What did he die for?
Ah, come off it. No need to mock the grave.
I don't mock the grave or the man. May he rest in peace. He found little enough of it while he was alive.
Thank you. Together, haste, and eat it.
You're going to be a busy pair of grave diggers, Weaver.
Hold on, hold on.
That colonel doesn't know what he's in for. You going to tell him the truth, Commander?
Of course not.
You're neither an officer nor a gentleman.
My name is Nicholson.
I am Colonel Seidel.
In the name of His Imperial Majesty, I welcome you. I am the commanding officer of this camp, which is Camp 16, along the Great Railroad, which will soon connect Bangkok with Rangoon. You British prisoners have been chosen to build a bridge across the River Kwai. It will be pleasant work requiring skill, and officers will work as well as men. The Japanese army cannot have idle mouths to feed. If you work hard, you will be treated well. But if you do not work hard, you will be punished. A word to you about escape. There is no barbed wire, no stockade, no watchtower. They are not necessary. We are an island in the jungle. Escape is impossible. You would die. Today, you rest. Tomorrow, you begin. Let me remind you of General Yamashita's motto.
Be happy in your work.
Be happy in your work.
This! Aaron! Stand back! Peace! All right, Major Hughes. Galleon, stand easy.
Hughes, get the man to their quarters. Tell Clifton to see to his sick. I'm going to have a word with this fellow.
Very good. Colonel!
I heard your remarks just now, sir. I can assure you my men will carry on in the way one expects of the British soldier. And naturally, my officers and I will be responsible for their conduct. Now then, sir, you may have overlooked the fact that the use of officers for manual labor is expressly forbidden by the Geneva Convention.
Is that so?
I happen to have a copy of the convention with me and would be glad to let you glance through it, if you wish.
That will not be necessary.
Yes, sir.
I will have a word with Clifton. See you later.
Very good, sir. Ah, Clifton.
Don't let me interrupt. How's the arm, Jennings?
Nearly healed, sir.
Oh, sir, this is Commander Shears of the United States Navy.
Good.
How are you, sir? We found him and an Australian in the hospital here. They're all that's left of the prisoners who built the camp.
But U.S. Navy, out here?
For a deep-water sailor, I am sort of landlocked.
You lost your ship?
Houston. I made it ashore when she went down, but I got separated from the other survivors.
And your group here?
Mostly Aussies, some Lime, some British, Indians, Burmese, Siamese.
And what happened to them?
They died. Of malaria, dysentery, beriberi, gangrene. Other causes of death, famine, overwork, bullet wounds, snake bites. They don't. And then there were some who just got tired of living.
Has Clifton had a look at you?
Just about you, sir. Come over here, Commander. You can finish that shave later. All right.
We'll stay with the officers, of course. And we'll scrape up some decent clothing.
Oh, don't bother about me, Colonel. I'm not anxious to get off the sick list. Besides, this is working kit. It's a fashion out here.
The officers in your party did manual labor?
I think you could call it that. Hmm.
Actually, I raised that very point with Colonel, what's his name?
Saito.
I think he understands the situation now.
Is that so?
Yes, I must say he seems quite a reasonable type. Well, I must be pushing on.
Clifton, there's an officers' meeting at 7 o'clock. Give me a list of your requirements.
Yes, sir.
Anything we can do?
Oh, thank you, sir.
What is it?
Never mind.
Go on, say it.
I can think of a lot of things to call Saito. But reasonable. That's a new one.
Perhaps Colonel Nicholson defines the word differently.
Any other points?
By your leave, sir.
Yes, Jennings.
About the escape committee, sir. I've had a talk with Commander Shears.
There won't be any escape committee.
I don't understand, sir. Lieutenant Jennings has a plan.
Yes, yes, I'm sure Jennings has a plan. But escape where? Into this jungle? That fellow Saito is right. No need for barbed wire here. One chance in 100 of survival. I'm sure a man of Commander Shear's experience will back me up on that point.
Oh, I'd say the odds against a successful escape are about 100 to 1.
Right.
But may I add another word, Colonel?
Please.
The odds against survival in this camp are even worse. You've seen the graveyard. They're your real odds. To give up hope of escape, to even stop thinking about it, is like accepting a death sentence.
Why haven't you tried to escape, Commander?
Oh, I've been biding my time, waiting for the right moment, the right company.
I understand how you feel. Of course, it's normally the duty of a captured soldier to attempt escape. But my men and I are involved in a curious legal point of which you are unaware. In Singapore, we were ordered to surrender by command headquarters. Ordered, mind you. Therefore, in our case, escape might well be an infraction of military law. Interesting?
Yes,
interesting point.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't quite follow you. You mean you intend to uphold the letter of the law, no matter what it costs?
Without law, Commander, there is no civilization.
That's just my point. Here, there is no civilization.
Then we have the opportunity to introduce it. I suggest we drop the subject of escape. Is there anything else? No, I think we're all clear on the program. I want everything to go off without a hitch, starting first thing tomorrow morning. And remember this. Our men must always feel they are still commanded by us and not by the Japanese. So long as they have that idea to cling to, they'll be soldiers and not slaves. Are you with me there, Commander?
Well, I hope they can remain soldiers, Colonel. As for me, I'm just a slave. A living slave.
Queer bird. Even for an American. He's been in isolation too long, poor chap. Cut off from his unit. It should be a lesson to all of us.
Hey! Hey! Come! Notice, I do not say English soldiers. From the moment you surrendered, you cease to be soldiers. You will finish the bridge by the 12th day of May. You will walk under the direction of a Japanese engineer, Lieutenant Miura. Time is short. All men will work. Your officers will work beside you. This is only just. For it is they who betrayed you by surrender. Your shame is their dishonor. It is they who told you. Better to live like a coolie than die like a hero. It is they who brought you here, not I. Therefore, they will join you in useful labor. That is all. Officer prisoners, collect your tools.
Ugly, back in your place.
I must call your attention, Colonel Saito, to Article 27 of the Geneva Convention. Belligerents may employ as workmen prisoners of war who are physically fit other than officers...
Give me the book.
And by all means. You read English, I take it.
Do you read Japanese?
I'm sorry, no. But if it's a matter of precise translation, I'm sure that can be arranged. You see, the code specifically states that the...
Diverse in the ranks! You speak to me of code? What code? The coward code. What do you know of the soldier's code? Of Bushido? Nothing. You are unworthy of command.
Since you refuse to abide by the laws of the civilized world, we must consider ourselves absolved from our duty to obey you. My officers will not do manual labor.
We shall see. All enlisted prisoners to work! Wait! That's all! What do you say?
Sergeant Major, take the men to work.
Take up! Go! Move to the left, you Sullivan Road. Yes, pass. Hey, company, by the right, quick, march. Fire, straight, fire, straight. Fire, straight.
What's he up
to? Looks like he doesn't want any witnesses.
Now, you will be reasonable. You will order your officers to work.
No.
Count three. If by the third count, you and your officers are not on the way to work, I'll give the order to fire.
The group!
He's going to do it. Believe me, he's really going to do it.
One.
I warn you, Colonel Saito.
Two.
Stop! Put it!
Colonel Saito, I've seen and heard everything. So has every man in the hospital. There are too many witnesses. You'll never get away with calling it a mass escape. Most of those men can't walk.
Deadly!
Is this your soldier's code? Murdering unarmed men.
You see, Jennings, there's certain advantages to being on the sick list.
I'll say this for the old man. He's got guts.
Into the valley of death rode the 600.
How's that, sir?
That kind of guts. Also the kind they had in 1914 when your officers went over the top with nothing but a swagger stick.
Yes, sir, I see what you mean.
You don't see what I mean at all. The kind of guts that can get us all killed.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to go along, too. Arm's almost healed, sir. Really, it is.
What about him?
He didn't actually order us not to escape. He only suggested...
Listen, kiddo. When a man like your colonel suggests something, it's an order.
Hey, old man, cut the fire.
Here we go again.
Colonel Saito says, all officers to punishment hut. Tell them to go.
Not you, please.
Can you know how I'm a catalyst?
They're going to put him in the oven.
よろしい。
クリプトを連れてまいりました。
案内せよ。
はい。
You wish to see me?
I've been trying to see you for 3 days. It's about Colonel Nixon. He's been shut up in that hut.
I could have you shot. Those prisoners who tried to escape. They were in your charge.
I knew nothing about the escape.
It does not matter. One must even respect those who tried. For a brief moment between escape and death, they were soldiers again. But it is insane to try and escape. Two soldiers shot. The third drowned. To what end? It was an escape from reality. hear the reality. This shows the position Wok should have reached by noon today. And this shows the position of actual progress. Because of your colonel's stubbornness, we are far behind the schedule. That is not all. Enlisted prisoners sabotage the work. Yes, I have seen it. I could have them all shot.
Then who would build your bridge? Besides, are you sure it's sabotage? Perhaps the men don't work well without their own officers to direct them.
My officers will direct them. Your officers will walk beside them.
That's for Colonel Nicholson to decide. As he pointed out, it's against the rules.
Do not speak to me of rules. This is war. This is not a game of cricket.
He's mad, dear Colonel. Quite mad. Sit down, please.
I have decided to allow you one visit to your colonel.
Thank you.
Tell him that. If his officers will not work,
I'll be forced to close the hospital.
And your patient will work in their place. And many will die. And he will be responsible. Go and speak to him. You have 5 minutes.
Going to see the old man.
Sir. It's Clifton, sir. I brought you a few things.
How are the men?
Fine, sir, fine. We scraped together a little meat. And a coconut.
And the officers?
Oh, they're not so good. They're still in detention. And Lieutenant Jennings. Jennings is dead.
What?
Killed attempting to escape. Also two others with him, Corporal Weaver and the American.
Oh. Jennings. Poor brave lad. I warned him, didn't I, Captain?
Look, sir, we haven't much time. I'm going to clean you up a little while I talk. I've got something to tell you. I just had a word with Saito.
That man's the worst commanding officer I've ever come across. Actually, I think he's mad. But carry on. Blackmail.
I know, sir, but he means it. I'm sure he does. It's a question of face, pure and simple. And he can't give in.
It's still blackmail.
Sir, you can't stand much more of this. And wouldn't the officers be better off working than suffocating in that hole? The men are doing a wonderful job. They're going as slow on it as they dare. But Saito has cut their food rations. And if he makes the sick men work, well, they're going to die. That's all there is to it.
Yes, Clifton, I understand. Truly. But don't you see, it's a matter of principle. If we give in now, there'll be no end to it. No.
Sir, we're lost in the jungle, 1,000 miles from anywhere. We're under the heel of a man who'll stop at nothing to get his way. Prince, no one will ever know or care what happens to us.
Give in, sir. Please. I'm adamant. I will not have an officer from my battalion working as a coolie.
Right. All right. please thank those concerned. Everybody in the hospital contributed one piece. Reynolds stole the coconut.
Oh. We'll be able to get you a little something from time to time. We've bribed one of your guards. Goodbye, sir. And good luck.
Many thanks.
Hitler! Did you say that American chap was killed?
Yes, sir. Shot and drowned.
It's insane to plan escapes. Three men killed. Under what end?
Thanks.
Here. Here is where we must win through.
The doc just looked at us, shook his head. Whatever that means.
Means only one thing. Colonel won't give in.
Well, it's like this. Colonel Nicholson won't give in to force. It's a question of principle. As medical officer, I must protest at the way he's being treated. It's a wonder he's still alive. Should a tragedy occur, it would be tantamount to murder.
He is responsible. Not I.
You sick?
Are they both mad? Or am I going mad? Or is it the sun?
15日に5本、今日は5日だ。15日にあります。15日までにたった5本。そしたら、その月中に何本になる？1本になります。この月には、これが最後の日だ。
Diana! Again, pen!
English prisoners, let us ask the question. Why does the bridge not progress?
You know why? Because your officers are lazy. They think themselves too good to share your burdens.
This is not just. Therefore, you are not happy in your work. Therefore, the bridge does not progress. But there is another cause. I do not hide the truth. With deep shame and regret, I admit to you the failure of a member of the Japanese staff. I refer to Lieutenant Mura.
He's a bad engineer. He's unworthy of command. Therefore, I have removed him from his post. Tomorrow, we begin again. I shall be in personal command. Today, we rest.
All work and no play make Jack a dull boy. As token of regard for your effort in the future, I give presents to you all. Hey, throw a criminal, Mr. Terry.
Aye.
Let us be happy in our work. Company, dismiss.
Battalion, is yes. Hey, take a look at this. Red Cross, you've given us all. Tomato! Ready again? Again!
Yo! Are you coming? Hey, in a couple of minutes!
Hey! Tomato!
They're going to give him another pasty.
Hi, Piroji. Good evening, Colonel. Go to your seat. Do you mind sitting over here? I am having rather a late supper. English convicts.
Oh, thank you.
Produce of Scotland. I prefer it to sake. I spent 3 years in London, you know. I studied at the London Polytechnic. Yes. Oh, sorry. Later, perhaps. Perhaps. I was not a good artist. My father disapproved. He felt I belong in the army. So I changed from art to engineering.
I must tell you, Colonel Saito, I intend to make a full report of your activities in this camp.
I do not think you quite realize my position. I must carry out my orders.
Oh, quite, quite.
My orders are to complete the bridge by the 12th day of May. Time is short. I have only 3 weeks more.
No doubt.
Therefore, I am compelled to use all available personnel.
But no officers, except in an administrative capacity.
But the officers are working along the entire railway. You know it. I know it.
I'm not responsible for the actions of other commanding officers. Personally, I'm appalled.
Let us not get excited. Would you have a cigar?
No, thank you.
When I said all officers must work, naturally I never meant you, the commanding officer. My orders were only intended for officers below.
None of my officers will do manual labor.
Please! I was about to say, I have been thinking the matter over and decided to put majors and above administrative duties, leaving only the junior officers to lend hands.
I'm afraid not. The convention's quite clear on that point.
Do you know what will happen to me if the bridge is not ready in time?
I haven't the foggiest.
I'll have to kill myself. What would you do if you were me?
I suppose if I were you, I'd have to kill myself.
Cheers. I warn you, Connor. If I am to die, others will die before me. Do you understand that?
Major Clifton did mention something to that.
Well, point.
That won't solve your problem. I'm sure we can arrive at a proper solution. Please sit down. Now, tell me, Colonel, do you or do you not agree that the first job of an officer is command?
Of course.
Good.
Now,
take this bridge of yours. It's quite an enormous undertaking. And to be frank, I have grave doubts whether your lieutenant, what's his name?
Miura.
Miura. Is capable of tackling a job of such importance. On the other hand, I have officers, Reeves and Hughes, for instance, who built bridges all over India. The men respect them. It's essential for an officer to have that respect, I'm sure you agree. If he loses it, he ceases to command. And what happens then? Demoralization and chaos. And a pretty poor commander I would be if I allowed that to happen to my men.
Perhaps you are not aware that the bridge is now under my personal command.
Really? And may I ask, are you satisfied with the work?
I am not.
You've proved my point.
I hate the British. You are defeated, but you have no shame. You are stubborn, but have no pride. You endure, but you have no courage. I hate the British.
Pointless going on like this.
Celia! Oi! Take a point!
Hey!
大佐殿を連れて行け。
はい、出まいります。 大佐を連れてまいります。大佐、
please. Do you know what is the date today, Colonel?
I'm afraid I've lost count.
It's the anniversary of our great victory over Russia in 1905.
Oh, yes.
Throughout East Asia, we are celebrating this date. In honor of this occasion, I have given your troops a day of rest.
Many thanks.
I am declaring a general amnesty. You and your officers may return to your quarters. As part of this amnesty, it will not be necessary for officers to do manual labor.
Somebody deserves a medal, sir.
How many men in your party, Corporal?
Well, I don't really know, sir.
You don't know?
Oh, sir, 12 usually, but, well, one of the men took sick very suddenly this morning, sir, and, well, he took 3 or maybe 4 of the others helping the hospital, sir. And,
Terrible sick, sir.
A corporal should always know exactly how many men he has under him at all times.
Oh, yes, sir.
Have you a nervous affliction? If not, stop making those faces at once. It may be funny, Hughes, and I'm sure it's done with the best motives, but it's not military behavior.
No, sir.
You must put a stop to these demonstrations.
No, sir.
I say, Reeves.
Yes, sir?
Have you ever constructed a bridge across a stream like Kwai?
Yes, sir. Half a dozen of them. Madras, Bengal.
If this were your bridge, how would you get it underway?
Get it underway, sir? Well, first of all, I wouldn't build it here.
Oh? Why not?
As I was trying to tell you a while ago, sir, the Japanese couldn't have picked a worse location. There's no bottom. You see those clouds? They're sinking. Our chaps could drive those logs till doomsday and they wouldn't hold.
Where would you build it?
Why, further downstream, sir. Across those narrows. Then we'd have solid bedrock on both banks.
Hughes, if this were your bridge, how would you use the men?
Well, sir, not the way they're doing it. It's utter chaos, as you can see at a glance. It's a lot of uncoordinated activity. No teamwork. Some of those parties are actually working against each other.
Yes. I tell you, gentlemen, we have a problem on our hands. Thanks to the Japanese, we now command a rabble. There's no order, no discipline. Our task is to rebuild the battalion.
Yes, sir.
It isn't going to be easy, but fortunately we have the means at hand. The bridge.
The bridge, sir?
The bridge. We can teach these Germans a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame. We'll show them what the British soldier is capable of doing.
Yes, I see your point, sir.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
I beg your pardon, sir. You mean you really want them to build a bridge?
They're not usually so slow in the uptake, Evans. I know our men. You've got to keep them occupied. Fact is, if there weren't any work for them to do, we'd invent some, eh, Reeves?
That we would, sir.
So we're lucky. But it's going to be a proper bridge. Now, here again, I know the men. It's essential that they should take a pride in their job. Right, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Reeves, you're the key man in this situation as engineer. Tell me what you want, and Hughes and I will organize it. What do you think? Can we make a go of it?
We'll do our best, sir.
Fine. We must draw up our plans, then arrange a conference with Saito, and set him straight.
Well, I think that takes care of all the procedural matters. Now...
Oh, yes. The next point is somewhat unpleasant for all concerned, I'm afraid. I'm sorry to tell you that we feel the position of the bridge was fixed rather hastily and, I have to add, incorrectly.
Incorrectly?
Unfortunately, yes. Major Reeves, our engineer, has made a careful study of the site and has come to the conclusion that the river bottom there is too soft.
Too soft?
Mud. All the work up to now has been quite useless. Reeves, will you carry on?
Yes, sir. Colonel Saito, I've made tests. And those piles of yours could be hammered below water level before they'd hold. That bridge would collapse under the first train to cross it. Look, it's all here in black and white. Pressure and soil resistance figures in tons per square inch.
Just a moment, Reeves, before you get too involved. Colonel, do you suppose we could have a cup of tea?
Oi! Acha!
Hey! Oi! Acha! Hey!
Then I take it we all agree that if we're to avoid disaster, we build a new bridge at the site selected by Major Reeves, 400 yards downstream. So let's proceed to the next point. I've decided to alter the daily work quota of our men.
Alter?
Yes, I've increased it. From a yard and a half of earth moved to 2 yards. It's in the general interest, and I was sure it would meet with your approval. Major Hughes has all the facts and figures. Hughes, would you take over?
Yes, sir. I've done a time study, Colonel Saito, of the entire project. As you can see at a glance, the available forces have been badly distributed. I would strongly urge that we revise the organization of the working party.
Just a moment, Hughes. You know, Colonel, it would save considerable time if we could carry on working during dinner. Do you suppose it would be possible to have a meal served here?
Of course. All right.
If we increase the number of squads and specialize the functions of each, I'm certain that the total daily output can be increased by 30%. Now, Colonel Saito, I have one more point. If you would...
Now, there's another important decision that can't be postponed. As most of the British soldiers will be working on the bridge, only a small number will be available for railway work. So I must ask you, Colonel Saito, to lend us some of your own men to reinforce the railway gang so that the final stretch of track can be completed as quickly as possible.
I have already given the order.
We must fix the daily work quota for your men. At first I thought of setting it at a yard and a half so as not to overtire them. But don't you think it would be best if we made it the same as the British soldiers? That would also create a healthy competitive spirit.
I have already given the order.
We'll try to surpass that, won't we, Hughes?
Yes, sir.
I think that completes the agenda for this evening.
It only remains for me to say thank you, Colonel Saito, for your kind attention, and are there any other questions?
One question. Can you finish the bridge in time?
Frankly, the consensus of opinion is that it's impossible. But we'll certainly give it a go. After all, we mustn't forget that we've wasted over a month through an unfortunate disagreement for which I was not to blame. Is there anything else?
No. Thank you. The meeting is closed.
Good night.
Good night. These Japanese appreciate what we're doing for them.
At the moment, I'm not concerned with their appreciation. Good night, Tipton.
Good night.
Oh, by the way, sir, I meant to tell you. There are trees in this forest very similar to elm. And the elm boughs of London Bridge lasted 600 years.
600 years, Reeves?
Yes, sir.
600 years. That would be quite something.
I'm looking for an American named Commander Shears.
Oh, yes. Down on the beach?
Oh, thank you very much.
Can't be.
Too many eyes.
You give me powders, pills, baths, injections, enemas. When all I need is luck.
It's true. All you really need is luck. What makes you so sure you'll get a medical discharge?
Because I'm a civilian at heart, lover. And I always follow my heart. Yes.
How's that, Command?
Oh, don't call me Commander. It's unromantic. Now look, you're an officer yourself. How would you like it if I called you Lieutenant Lover? Simply democratic. Just call me sir.
Yes, sir. Huh. Brass ahoy. He wants to see you and he's all yours. I'm going for a swim.
Don't leave me.
Commander Shears.
Yes.
My name's Ward.
How do you do?
I'm sorry to intrude on
your
life.
Well, that's okay, Major. I'm used to it by now. Like a martini?
Well, it's very kind of you, but no, I think not.
Mind if I have one?
No. How'd you manage to get there?
Well, this is a hospital, Major, and where there's a hospital, there's alcohol.
Yes, of course. Jolly good. Well, look, I'll be as brief as possible. I belong to a rather rum group called Force 316. Our headquarters is up in the Botanical Gardens.
Protecting rare plants from the enemy?
Not quite.
Are you sure you won't have my...
No, no, thanks very much. Among other things, we have a particular interest in that railway you worked on, and you could give us no end of very valuable information.
Well, you know, Major, I'm leaving for the States in a few days, and I've already told your intelligent people everything I know.
Yes, but you could help us in a rather special sense. I know it's a terrible imposition, but I wonder if you could possibly come out and see us.
Well, if you want to go over the whole thing again, I'll come.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Lord Lee will be most grateful.
Lord who?
Mountbatten, we're one of his special pigeons.
Oh,
Well, shall we say this evening then? About 8, I'll send a car for you.
This evening? Out of the question.
Well, tomorrow morning then, about 10.
Okay, 10 o'clock.
Oh, thanks very much. Sheriff.
Cheerio.
Good luck.
Thanks.
I know you're terribly sorry, but you're going to cram me up.
You couldn't be more wrong. Oh, yes.
Major Wharton's bungalow is at the end of the pathway, sir.
All right, thanks.
Immediately, Joyce. Immediately, man. You see? He's gained initiative. Wait a minute.
I'm terribly sorry, sir.
You're sorry.
So am I, sir. I thought you were the enemy, sir.
Well, I'm an American, if that's what you mean.
That'll be all, Joyce. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was on my way to see Major Wharton.
Oh, yes, I'll show you the way, sir. He should be finishing his lecture at any moment now, sir. That's the end of Major Wharton's lecture, sir.
Thunder of Salvation.
The Major believes in keeping our training as close to real life as possible, sir. Major Wharton, sir?
Yes? Oh, very good of you to come along. I hope they've been taking care of you.
Well, they certainly have.
Thank you, sir. Well, come along, then. Colonel Green is looking forward to meeting you.
Oh?
Fascinating place, isn't it?
Utterly charming. I didn't realize it was a commando school.
Oh, well, trying to discourage the use of that word. It's come to have such a melodramatic air about it.
What do you do here, Major?
Oh, sabotage, demolition, that line of country. We're using PE, plastic explosive. Now, it's wonderful stuff. That last little pop was made with a lump half the size of this. It's twice as powerful as jelly knife and only half the weight. Here.
It's quite harmless until it's detonated.
Thanks for telling me.
It's completely waterproof and actually plastic. See? You can do what you like with it. This is my place.